Anyway, we got Greg Vetterman on the line. Greg is with HP, going to tell us a little bit about the Blackbird 002. Now, is it 002 or 002? What's the best way to do this?
It's probably 002.
Yeah, yeah. You know how us radio people are. 00, we can't distinguish. Greg, tell us about this.
The important thing is that you buy it.
Oh, absolutely. What a fine machine, too. Let me ask you now this is this something that was conjured up by the Voodoo engineers, the HP engineers? I mean, how did this all come together?
Well, it was actually sort of a mix. Before the Voodoo acquisition, HP had been wanting to get involved in the gaming space. So they were building the Blackbird, they had actually gone pretty far along in it when the Voodoo acquisition actually happened. Voodoo came on board, saw the system, and basically provided all of the Voodoo DNA, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so the whole system changed. It went from one look to that no one has ever seen, that was the Blackbird 001, to what became the Blackbird 002, which is what you see today. And that really is the culmination of efforts by both Voodoo PC and HP working together.
One of the things I noticed about it, Greg, was the fact that it is such a different design that the photos really, you know, the photos, even the photos on the website, I don't think they do it justice. When you open it, take it out of the case, and you put it on the desktop, it's a completely different look for a system.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. I actually had the same impression. I used to be the editor-in-chief of PC Gamer magazine. I used to review all the machines from all of our competitors, and when you see a Blackbird in a photo, it looks impressive, but you really can't know what that experience is like until you have it in front of you. So we've been taking the Blackbird around all over the country since we launched in September of last year. And when gamers get their hands on it and can actually feel it and see it and experience it, you know, almost across the board, they're just in total awe.
One of the phenomenal things I thought about the Blackbird was the separate compartments for the different peripherals for better cooling management, thermal management. That is important to have on a system like this, isn't it?
It's hugely important, especially if you're sort of, you know, maybe a little overclocker friendly. You know, if you want to, you know, squeeze out as much horsepower as possible out of your components, you need to have great cooling. And so we offer, you know, liquid cooling solutions, but we also have an air-cooled solution, totally air-cooled, and the case is designed to make sure that all of the heat from all of the different components in the system get whisked away without interfering with the other components. So you can get a surprising amount of overclockability even in a totally air-cooled machine.
Now, the board that we tested it with, is this going to be the standard board in all of the Blackbird 002s? I mean, how is that going to work?
Well, so I'm actually not sure what system you got, but regardless, the Blackbird 002 is basically, it's totally user customizable. You can go on our website, which is www.hp.com/Blackbird, and you can go there and you can configure the system pretty much however you want it. You can put in ATI graphics cards if you want, or if you'd rather have NVIDIA, you can do that. If you want more hard drive space, if you want more RAM, we'll give it to you. Quad-core CPU versus dual-core CPU. So the user can really customize it however he wants.
So if I wanted to, Greg, say I wanted to go with a new ATI card that has, you know, the X2 HD, I could do that and essentially have the power of, you know, four graphics processors on there.
You'll be able to do that probably fairly soon. We're still in the process of qualifying basically a lot of new hardware, actually,
yeah,
but including the ATIs, the new 3870 X2. Part of being with HP means that we test hardware very, very rigorously. So, you know, as a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there probably know, you can buy sometimes, you know, a motherboard and a CPU and RAM and a video card, and you get home, and then you end up having conflicts.
Yeah.
And so one of the reasons why you'd want to go with HP for a Blackbird 002 is because we make sure that all of our components play very, very well together, right? There's no compatibility problems, no conflicts. It means it takes sometimes a little bit longer for us to get the latest hardware out, but when it does come out, you can bet your bottom dollar that it's going to run best on Blackbird 002.
I have been a big fan of that. If you're going to build a system or have a system, put the best components. And it really seems like HP has done this with the Blackbird 002. I mean, these are the finest components all the way down to the hard drive. Is it true you could essentially have 5 terabytes of storage space with this?
You could have more than that, really. I mean, so right now I think the largest consumer drive you can get is around a terabyte, so we've got those five drive bays. But we've actually got, I think on the system we sent you, if it's got the Stryker Extreme motherboard, it's got two external SATA ports on the back.
Wow.
So you could go two more drives there. And, you know, the rest is up to the hard drive manufacturers. They go larger, you can add more in. And since those caddies inside the system are all toolless, you just slap in a standard SATA drive, takes you about 10 seconds, you pop it in, and you've got a new hard drive installed in the system. There's nothing else on the planet. No other system does that for you.
And there should be no game that can't run on this right now. I mean, everything from Crysis to all of the newest games should not have an issue at all.
No, you're absolutely right. You've got, games like Crysis, which came out at the end of last year with some problems, yeah. Right? You know, even on some high-end hardware, games like that probably didn't run as well as some of us were hoping at launch. But some patches have come out since, and on Blackbird with a couple of cards in SLI or even a couple of cards in Crossfire, you just get absolutely mind-blowing performance in games like Crysis or BioShock or even Hellgate London.
Yeah, Hellgate London. There you go. There's a title for you. Now, what's the max memory the system could hold?
So right now, it's a consideration of the operating system. We currently ship with 32-bit Vista, which means that the most the operating system can actually recognize is a little bit over 3 gigabytes.
Right.
So if you want to go over that, you can, but Vista at 32 bits will not recognize it. I was saying a little bit earlier, this is, you know, we're using totally industry standard components in Blackbird. You can upgrade anything you want. That includes the operating system. We don't sell it that way, but if you wanted to wipe the hard drives or put in whatever hard drive you wanted with an operating system of your choice, you could do that down the road. It's your system. We want you to do whatever you want with it. And once you go with a 64-bit operating system, you can address, I believe it's either up to 16 or maybe 32 gigabytes. The sky's pretty much the limit.
This is not really a computer that's only for gamers, is it?
Oh, man, no. It's a high-performance machine. So anything that you would want a high-end PC to do for you, the Blackbird is going to be able to do it better than any. So whether that be, you know, video editing or Photoshop work, all the way down to, you know, playing Peggle or surfing the web, this is a seriously high-performance machine. There's nothing that this thing can't do.
All right, so the question is cost. What does this product actually run?
So it really sort of runs a complete scale. We've got some promotions right now, I believe, that start at around $23.99, maybe $24.99. Depends on, at any given time, it depends on the configurations that are available. But it goes all the way up to around $7,000, depending on what components you want to put in. If you want multiple hard drives, multiple video cards, extra RAM, quad-core CPUs. So you can really scale the system however you want it, and even on at the entry level, you're getting an incredible value for the price.
Excellent. And if our listeners want to see more information about this, what is the website address, Greg?
Yeah, it's www.hp.com/blackbird.
Excellent. Great machine. And, you know, I've always loved seeing your columns and stuff in PC Gamer as well. And I do hope you one day get yourself a motorcycle. Even if it is a Ducati.
you remember, that's absolutely right. I have a bunch of motorcycle jackets, and everybody always asks me, you know, so what kind of motorcycle do you ride? And that's kind of embarrassing, so sometimes I have to make up that I ride a Ducati.
Awesome. Well, when you do, ride on out to Tucson. We'll go for a ride together. Greg, awesome. great talking to you, man, and continued success with this. And I think we will still continue to see more developments from HP in this particular category.
Suffice it to say, absolutely. We'll have some more news this summer.
Awesome. Good talking to you, Greg.
Good talking to you too, Andy. Thank you.